Parents caring for autistic children face challenges anywhere they live, but in rural Alaska, where a child can wander into dangers not faced by urban youngsters, keeping up with the risks can be daunting. One Unalakleet family is dealing with exactly that problem, and they have come up with a unique solution with the help of Iditarod mushers. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Donna Erickson holds down the fort at the Bering Air counter in the tiny but bustling Unalakleet Airport. It's nearing the Iditarod finish, and everyone's trying to get to Nome at once. She's a mother of five and is juggling a job at the same time, and she worries about her youngest boy, 10-year-old Logan.
Logan is autistic, and he's nonverbal, and he has a lot of difficulties in his life. One of them is insomnia. He has a hard time sleeping. And another thing is he wanders off. It would be a tracking dog, which would help us when Logan wanders off from the village, either when we're subsistence gathering or he tends to run into the water in the ocean or the river in the summer. He's attracted to water. And this dog would be trained specifically for Logan to help better our lives.
A visit to Unalakleet last year by musher Dee Dee Jonro sparked an idea. Jonro traveled with a pet dog, Mr. Miyagi, which Logan watched with interest. Afterward, Logan said his first word, Miyagi. The connection to the dog triggered something in Logan. Now Jonro and other Iditarod mushers are helping to raise money to buy Logan a service dog, one that will fit his specific needs. The cost? $15,000 or more for the dog and passage to Ohio's Four Paws for Ability for Donna and Logan and for training with the pup.
And there are 14 mushers running for Logan in the Iditarod this year, and they have taken pledges by mile, and then many of the mushers have donated things to an online auction.
Dee Dee Jonro is leading the pack on that effort. She raised money for each mile she traveled in the race, as did other mushers. After checking in at the finish in Nome and kissing her dogs and still out of breath from the trail, it was the first thing she talked about.
And it was an idea that we had in November. And I was up there when there was a big storm and, you know, Donna and Logan and I were evacuated up the mountain, you know, and stayed up the hill with B-Bucks and Ann. And we talked about, gee, you know, for Logan to be able to have life skills, you know, that would be so great for him to have a dog. And so it was just an idea, you know, and that if we could maybe unite that with the Iditarod.
Jonro says the cause could open the way for a whole new way for the Iditarod to give back to Alaska.
I just badly wanted to help, somehow help, and it looks like that we did. His dog has been born, and through the course of this race, his dog has been paid for. And I've personally visualized this as the beginning of a trend to give back to Alaska.
Jonro and Donna Erickson believe that the warmth and affection of a service dog can not only help protect Logan, but provide him with independence and the motivation to communicate. I'm Ellen Lockyer.